Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine Saturday launched another missile attack against Russian targets in occupied Crimea. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The attack comes a day after Ukraine targeted the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. The city was put on air raid alert for about an hour after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ukraine's intelligence chief claims several people were killed and over a dozen more were injured following Kyiv's attack on the Black Sea Fleet. Crimea has served as the key hub supporting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina early Saturday with estimated maximum wind speeds of 110 kilometers per hour. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Philippe Papin told the Associated Press Ophelia will be dumping large amounts of rain on much of the Mid-Atlantic this weekend.
We're expecting somewhere between 2 to 4 inches, some isolated totals up to 6 inches for portions of southern and eastern Virginia, going into Maryland, the Washington, D.C. area, and then into southern New Jersey.
North Carolina and southeastern Virginia could also see damaging winds and heavy rains. Tropical storm warnings are also in effect for areas of Delaware. The governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland declared a state of emergency in anticipation of Ophelia's arrival. Three people were injured and several buildings and vehicles were damaged after a highway collapse following a landslide in Sweden early Saturday. A huge sinkhole measuring 500 meters opened wide on the E6 highway, which runs from southern Sweden to Norway, not far from Sweden's second-largest city, Gothenburg. Police said at least four cars and a bus skidded off the road and crashed due to the slide near Stenungsund, and that three people were hospitalized. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week made allegations suspecting the Indian government's involvement in the killing of a 45-year-old Sikh separatist, Hardeep Singh Nijjar. The comments created tensions between the two G20 trade partners. But later this week, in an exclusive interview with Canadian television, U.S. Ambassador to Canada David Cohen confirmed Trudeau's allegations.
There was shared intelligence among Five Eyes partners that helped lead Canada to making the statements that the Prime Minister made.
On Thursday, a Canadian official told the Associated Press the allegation of India's involvement in the killing of Nijjar was based on a surveillance of Indian diplomats in Canada, including intelligence provided by a major ally, though he did not disclose which ally that was. The official said the communications involved Indian officials and Indian diplomats in Canada, and some of the intelligence was provided by a member of the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Alliance, which includes the U.S., Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, in addition to Canada. The U.S. federal government appears to be headed towards a shutdown this week, which will disrupt many services and squeeze government workers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Government funding expires October 1st, and with a standoff by House conservatives seeking sharp spending cuts, a spending bill may not be passed by the deadline. Federal agencies would be told to stop all their work that's deemed non-essential, and millions of federal employees, including military personnel, will not get their paychecks. A shutdown would also have far-reaching effects on government services like passport applications, firearm permits, and clinical health studies. People going to national parks would also likely see a lack of services. Social Security recipients would still get their monthly checks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At least 15 people were killed in a truck bombing Saturday in the central Somali town of Beledweyne, with five police officers among the dead. Witnesses and officials said a large truck loaded with explosives detonated in the afternoon near a security checkpoint, damaging several buildings. Speaking to VOA, Beledweyne District Commissioner Omar Osman Alaswo confirmed the attack and the death of a number of civilians. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.